USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband are changing their tunes and changing their pleas in the college admissions scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office now says Loughlin and her husband will plead guilty to conspiracy charges. They're accused of paying $500,000 to have their daughters admitted as crew recruits to the University of Southern California. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is now out of prison early. Concerns over the coronavirus leading him to be let out of a New York prison today, so he'll now be on home confinement until at least November of next year, serving a 3-year sentence for lying to Congress. A Senate committee holding a remote hearing looking into the impacts of the coronavirus on the elderly.
The only thing that's moving faster than the virus itself is fear.
That Senate Democrat Bob Casey, one of many Democrats, saying at the hearing that the Fed should be doing more to help seniors through the crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American and 1 German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about 250,000 from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington, the biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma. A shooting at a recently reopened shopping and entertainment complex in suburban Glendale, Arizona last night. Mayor Jerry Waters says the virus lockdown served as an unlikely hero in the incident, as only 3 people ended up injured.
The pandemic very likely could have possibly been a lifesaver tonight because of smaller crowds.
The suspect is in custody. Graceland is reopening today. Officials say they've been working to reconfigure operations at Elvis Presley's home so as to adhere to local distancing and health and safety guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The issue of whether to allow all Texans to vote by mail during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak could go all the way to the nation's Supreme Court. Yesterday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a temporary stay to a U.S. district judge's ruling the day before. That judge had sided with state Democrats and some voters who have been suing for expanded mail-in voting options. The NFL is developing new helmets that would double as protection from the coronavirus. The NFL players Association medical director announcing he's been working on prototype helmets, saying some of them include a form of surgical or N95 mask material to help limit the virus's spread while players are on the field. Neil Young is still performing during the coronavirus lockdown. Of course, he's doing so virtually. The singer-songwriter has been doing those virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. And in his latest edition, he performed outdoors in what he called his Barnyard Edition, playing for a live audience of chickens, ducks, horses, and an alpaca.
Well, I see you more than I can take.
You can watch it yourself at neilyoungarchives.com. Look for Movie Night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Did she wake you?